Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview. You know, Mr. Media, mrmedia.com. Brought to you today on iPhones, Android, Palm, and BlackBerry by the Stitcher app for mobile devices. Mr. Media is also sponsored by thepartyauthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event? For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs. That's 1-800-342-5357. And one call does it all. So where was I before the commercial? Oh, yeah. Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world and hometown of actors Patrick Wilson, Angela Bassett, and Monica Raymond, St. Petersburg, Florida. Friday Night Lights exists in one of network TV's most rarefied niches. It's one of those shows that, if seen strictly by the numbers, should long be a memory. But tomorrow night, May 7th, 2010, ironically my 22nd wedding anniversary, it'll be back on the Peacock for its Season 4 premiere at 8 p.m. Now, there aren't many times that NBC has guessed right on quality programming in recent years. This, after all, is the network that renewed the hardcore cop show Southland for a second season, then canceled it without airing a single episode of that order. Sorry. And you know which company yanked The Tonight Show away from Conan O'Brien and gave it back to the shark-jumping Jay Leno, right? But in the case of Lights, NBC guessed right. It took on a partner, DirecTV, went for a shorter season commitment more in tune with a cable drama such as Mad Men or Rescue Me, and gave fresh life to a fan favorite. That, and it's a show centered around high school football in Texas. Hard to go wrong there for a certain group of people. Now, all of that makes my guest today, Drew Waters, a lucky man. He was not an actor on the show's original network run, coming on board in a limited role after the show became one of the first network satellite hybrids. In other words, if the NBC show died in its infancy, he would never have been on it. Now, here's a clip of Waters in action as Coach Wade Aikman on Friday Night Lights.
Bring him the devil. Good job, Aikman. Come on, 16. Come on, come on. Off the line, 16. Back to the line. Good job.
Much better. How's that throw the block drills go?
It's going good. We're going to receive right now. I learned some stuff at a coaching clinic at USC, and they seem to like it.
What's Matt doing over here? You realize he gets hurt, but he's not available. I'm pretty much starting 7-3.
I know, Coach. I'm playing him live. He's not going to get hurt. I'm going to get hit.
Drew, welcome back to Mr. Media.
Thanks for having me back.
I wish I could say it's good to see you. The audience can see us both, but I can't see you. But I'm sure, knowing what you look like, that you look great today.
Well, I appreciate it. It's a sunny day here. I'm back in Texas for a little bit and then hit the road again. So lucky to have some beautiful weather out here and spend some time with my family.
Great. Well, look, the show's been away for a while. How about bringing our viewers and our listeners up to date on what's new with Coach Aikman? I understand a lot's changed in Texas.
Well, we are back filming again. I'm glad to say Friday Night Lights is in its fourth episode right now of season five. It's exciting. The West Dillon Panthers are still in play, as we know, and season four starts tomorrow on NBC. We're excited about it.
Now, how did things change from the end of season three to four? Was there, you know, are we picking up right where three ended, or has there been some things that have happened?
It rolls right into each other. I got to tell you, the writers of the show have been tremendous. They kept true to the storylines, following everything in, but they're so great about adding new characters in and adding new twists into the show. You know, Nan keeping it on the air with Michael Waxman, I think, running a lot of the show out there now. And Jeffrey is out doing some other stuff and doing some new episodes off of it. So a lot of people have branched off of it. But the writers have stayed the same, and they've done an incredible job just keeping the storyline attached and actually adding in new players. And you, and the, I think these characters are adding, you just fall in love with them, and you get caught up in them. And the characters that are leaving, you don't necessarily miss them as much because of it. They're really genius at what they're doing with the show.
Is it confusing? This is actually the second season four premiere for you, because of course it actually debuted on DirecTV last fall,
yeah.
And now, as you mentioned, you're shooting episode four of season five, which NBC viewers won't see until next spring, summer. Is that all confusing to keep it straight?
No, I mean, it's, you know, usually we don't get the scripts ahead of time anyway, so it's great to have the freedom to show up, have the script the day before, show up, and, you know, take the character to different places where you want them to go. It's great to have a group of people and friends of the cast and the crew that you work with on every day that trust you to do that, and you trust them to do the same. And you guys just get in there and you get lost in intertwining these characters, and you have such a great time. I don't care what episode it is or what season it is. I love the show so much. I mean, you hit it on the head. The show is amazing. It has so much. To me, being a Texas boy myself, I grew up in Orange, Texas, and I know the football rivalries, and I know the small-town rivalries, and to me it rings really true to the family values. I mean, Connie and Kyle have such an amazing relationship on the show and off the show, and the family values between them, I think, just rings very true in the storyline. And then I think what they do, like our characters, JD coming in and Joe McCoy having all the money, of course, you know, people like that, they have all the money and want all the power, they want control over everything. And that's how I got to come in and play. They were looking for somebody, a private coach. And I moved up to offensive coordinator when they gave the character Mac, which is Blue, a heart attack. And then from there, I moved into assistant head coach. And I remember sitting on the sidelines looking at Michael Waxman going, excuse my friends, what the hell am I doing here? You know, you got two other coaches over here doing the same thing. And then you got Kyle being the head coach. What exactly am I doing? And then when season three was ending, I had no clue until the 12th episode that I was taking over. I mean, there were some rumors floating around, but I didn't want to think of myself as taking over the Dillon Panthers and stuff. Kyle's a dear friend, and he's such a nice guy. You just don't want to do that. But the character went that direction. And season four, it's not holding back any punches. It goes in hard.
Well, now, we spoke, I think, at the end of season three. I can't even remember. Now I'm confused when we last spoke. But your role definitely is bigger in season four than in season three. And I wondered, you know, how was that received by the existing cast? Were they okay with that?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody was. And I think it was received well because – well, I think my growth was because everybody, you need that twist. You need that that dynamics. And me and Kyle are two alpha male characters, you know, head to head, and it shows a different light of Kyle, and it shows him overcoming you know, change. And my character, everybody tells me, God, you're such a nice guy when you meet you in person. I am. I'm a nice guy. I'm just really easy going, simple going. But everybody says they hate my character, which to me is a compliment, because I try to play him very neutral, in a sense of I don't want to look like I'm trying to backstab Kyle, and I don't want to look like I'm trying to steal his job or take over the school. But in the same sense, I'm going to take advantage of what is put in front of me and make the best out of it. And so I try to play him very neutral and not so much sneaky. And by doing that, I think he comes off very backstabbing and sneaky.
Well, which would you rather? Would you rather get his job or his wife?
Ooh. you know, whatever they write in. Now, Connie is so amazing. She's an incredible person, and she has a huge heart, you know, and she plays such a great character with Tammy. And, you know, Kyle playing Coach Eric Taylor is the same thing. They're very humble, family people. And those are the kind of people you can build stuff around, in my opinion, because they never forget where they came from, and they never let you forget where you came from. And they're always there to help you, and they're always there to help you grow. And, I mean, Friday Night Lights has been an amazing growth for my career. I can't thank it enough. I'm just excited to be a part of it.
And I know you meant to add, when you're talking about what a wonderful person Connie was, how good-looking she is, too.
She's not bad to look at. You're right.
Yeah.
You know, I remember last season sitting down in front of the makeup chair, just kind of glancing over in the mirror every once in a while. She's not bad to look at.
Yeah, just once in a while. Okay.
Once
hey, so it's you're a Texas boy. We know that. and obviously you're very athletic. Do you have much football in your background though, or is it other sports?
No, I did football and track growing up. I've always been an active kid. I mean, ever since I was in, can remember, we played high school, or I played sports out in the fields and in the yards with my family and stuff. And I got into junior high, found football. Actually, you know what's funny is in sixth grade, I started band because everybody, it was cool at that time, I guess. And so I got a saxophone. I was like, man, this is the way. I'm going to do this. I was already thinking women on my mind and all that stuff. I'm going to do this. This will be great. You know, girls will like this, be musical. And then a friend of mine brought me to a scrimmage. And I said, I got to get on this. And that's when I quit band. My parents were mad because they already spent all the money on the band equipment. I quit band halfway through the season and jumped on the football bandwagon. I never looked back. And then high school came, and I was real skinny and fast. So the our football coach is also our track coach, and I didn't think I had a choice, so I had to join track too, which was fun. You know, I got into pole vaulting and you know, going vertical and flying high. It was fun.
Now, on medical shows, actors sometimes complain about all the jargon they have to, you know, stat this and stat that, and lots of things that I can't begin to pronounce. I you know, I coach soccer, but I've always been intimidated by football talk. The stuff in the coaches calling out plays by the numbers and right. And codes, and is that ever an issue for you on Friday Night Lights? Are you very comfortable with that with that kind of part?
No, we have a gentleman there that he guides us. He makes sure we're playing true to the storyline of football, and we have any issues or we have any concerns, we'll go to him and say, is that what they would say? And he would say yes or no, or he'd give us his advice. And Coach Crowley is an amazing guy on there. He helps out so many different things. Plus, he's on the show, and I mean, he's the legit guy. So if we have, if sometimes we make up something, you know, a lot of football plays are made up words, but they have meaning behind the players. So you just kind of figure out what's easy for you to say, and you say that, and hopefully it does sound well. If it doesn't, they'll tell you the first take, and then we'll change it up and do something different. But yeah, it's there's a lot of lingo in football that does not make sense to a lot of people.
Good. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
No, you're not.
All right. Well, go ahead.
So.
I was going to say, let's take a quick break, and folks, this is the part where. If you have a product or service and would like to advertise it, you can send us a note at advertising@mrmedia.com, and we'd love to talk to you about being a sponsor of our show. And this is Bob Andelman, and you are listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with actor Drew Waters, star of Friday Night Lights on NBC and DirecTV, and we will be right back.
The new Radio.com app for iPad gives you radio you can touch, read, and hear. Radio.com makes it easy to get updates on your favorite artists, follow Twitter feeds, watch original videos, listen to podcasts, and see photo slideshows. Enjoy over 600 stations from CBS Radio, AOL Radio, and Yahoo Music, including K-Rock, Live 105, AOL Fresh 40, WXRT, Yahoo Coffeehouse, Alice, WUSN, 92.3 Now, and Amp Radio. Look for the Radio.com app in the iTunes iPad App Store. It's free. free.
Introducing the Freecom Music Pal, the best way to hear your favorite internet radio stations without using a computer. Music Pal puts over 13,000 radio stations at your fingertips, bringing you music from all over the world. Stream your favorite local radio stations, the hippest online streaming channels, all the new HD radio stations, and any MP3 from your computer, all with the touch of a button. Click here now for a special offer and get your Music Pal wireless radio today. And visit freecom.shop.musictoday.com for more information.
You're listening to Chat About It, politics, business, sports, and entertainment. When it's time to chat, go to chataboutit.com.
Hi, this is Robert Galinsky from Robert Galinsky's Reality on chataboutit.com, energized by CBS. Be a part of our show every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on chataboutit.com, where we feature the Kodak ZI-8 pocket camera and live guests from shows like Survivor, Big Brother, Amazing Race, Flavor of Love, The Mole, Biggest Loser, you name it, they're on the show. Robert Galinsky's Reality, live every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on chataboutit.com.
This is Bob Andelman, and you are listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with actor Drew Waters, star of Friday Night Lights on NBC and DirecTV. And Drew, before acting, you were a male model. What I want to know is, what do good-looking male models know about getting the ladies that actors don't?
I don't know. I was married during all that, so I know what not to do to get them. So, you know, the funny thing about the whole male model thing, I got to tell you, it was an incredible career for me, and I think we talked about this once before, but yeah, I was in the military, and a friend of mine introduced me to the modeling world, and as a fluke, it took off for me. I got an opportunity to travel the world 10 times over doing something I never thought I'd do in a million years. I got to experience cultures and lives that most people don't get to see in their lifetime, and I'm very thankful and gracious for that opportunity. But I don't know, you know, I always laughed and just thought it was funny that somebody would pay me to stand there in my underwear just because, you know, and they did. And I had an incredible career out of it. But because of it, it led me to the acting side of it. I mean, my first thing ever to do was a commercial in Tokyo, Japan. And I was over there doing Fila Sportswear and a bunch of different campaigns. And they hired me for this project, and it was spiking a volleyball into a green screen, and then they project that onto a laptop, showing that it's the Dell's computers technology and how crisp it is. And I fell in love. I fell in love with the set. I fell in love with the camera equipment, the crew, just everybody's camaraderie and everybody's excitement to be there and be a part of it. And I love the creativity behind it. And so I came back, and a month later, I found myself in Miami doing German print catalogs, and Any Given Sunday was shooting down there, and me and a good friend snuck on set, and I again saw Jamie Foxx. He's doing his thing, and every time Oliver would say cut, he never went back to his trailer, and to me, after 13 hours of doing that, him entertaining us, it made sense to me that this is a guy that loves something so much, it's not work to him, it's fun. And that's when I made a decision. I made a decision there, but it took me another 3 years to actually build up to it and do it. I came home, I had businesses, and I started establishing myself, and me and my wife wanted to start having a family. And so I woke up one morning, I had three retail establishments and a full-blown construction company with partners. And I was still traveling out doing the modeling stuff, and I just looked at myself and I wasn't happy. I wasn't that guy. I wasn't happy. And I always kept thinking in the back of my mind of those experiences of being on set. And I finally just looked at my wife and I said, honey, I don't want to be this guy anymore. I don't want to be, and I don't want to be the guy that says a 2-year-old daughter never home. And she goes, what do you want to do? So I think I want to act. And she goes, well, you know anything about that? I said, no, I didn't know anything about business, but that works. And the rest is history,
Well, let's do it. I've got just for fun, Drew. We have a clip of you that shows a different side of you. Folks, this is Drew Waters from his night as the celebrity host of Acme Comedy's Saturday Night out in Los Angeles. This is called, I believe, My Dream.
Yeah.
My name is Drew Waters, and this is My Dream. I was coaching a football team, but the team was entirely composed of zombies. I looked down the field at the opposite team and realized that they were all angels with swords. The kickoff didn't go well. Suddenly, I was standing before God, and I felt I had to justify my life. I tried to explain it all, but all I could talk about was babies. God thought this was funny and sent me back to Earth. Back on Earth, I realized that my soul is in a body of a 15-year-old girl. At first, I was freaked out, but then I saw a really awesome pair of shoes. I looked at myself and realized that my top didn't match my skirt, and I started to cry. Jesus arrived to comfort me, but everything he said sounded like legal mumble-jumble. He punched me in the throat, and I was back in my own body again. I was very happy to be back in my body, and even more happy when I realized I was wearing those awesome shoes. Then I woke up.
Well, that was some fun stuff.
You know, I got to tell you this. Acme Saturday Night, and I'm scared to death of stages. And when Riley approached me to do this, and then Dan Kane came up and asked me to do it, I was scared. I was trying to find reasons not to. And then we went through the process. They wrote all these scripts. We sat there and we read them on stage and got through them, picked the ones we were going to do. And it was probably the most fun I've had doing comedy in a long time. It was such an amazing experience. It really was.
Well, you have another project coming up, perhaps less challenging but more fun. I don't know. You're in a sci-fi, that's S-Y-F-Y, for those of you behind the curve, a new sci-fi network movie premieres this Saturday night, May 8th, called Mongolian Death Worm. And please, Drew, please, please, tell me that this is played for laughs.
Yeah. I mean, it is, it's not an entirely a spoof. It's trying to play it down, and by doing that, hopefully it made it funny. But I got to tell you, the special effects behind it turned out really well. They did a very good job portraying this worm. And when I looked at this role, a dear friend of mine, Andrew Stevens, he was the producer behind this, and Andrew's done a lot of stuff. And he said, "Hey, you want to be a part of this?" And I read the script, and I was wondering the same thing. But I did some research on death worms. If you go on, there's actually worms out there that there's video and pictures of these worms that grow to be 6 to 12 feet long. Now, whether it's a spark, I don't know, but they're there. I know they're there. They don't have teeth and they're not gnarly, but they're there. So, and I got to work with Sean Patrick Flannery, which, I don't know if you've seen Boondock Saints or Powder, but he's a really fun, good actor to be around and just a great guy. We still try to stay in touch, and I met some great friends out of it and had a good time playing that character. And listen, you can't beat it when you get eaten by a worm at the end of it.
Oh, no, you just gave it away.
Oh, no, I don't get it.
You didn't, please tell me you didn't just give away the ending of the movie.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't do that. What else do you have coming up?
Well, I have a movie I'm really proud of called Breaking the Press. Andrew Stevens directed that one, and a gentleman by the name of Charlie McKinney, which is attached to Mark Cuban, he has a foundation called Heroes, and it's all about inner-city kids and starting up basketball teams and baseball teams for them to get them off the streets. Well, Mark Cuban and him and Dirt teamed up to make this show, and they asked me to come on as a lead, and I said, of course, I'd love to. it's premiering now. It's getting, last I heard, Fox wants it, and Sony is interested in it. But I think they're going to go ahead and hold on to it and distribute it themselves. I'm not sure. I think that was the plan. But it's a great story. It's a faith-based story, but it's not the story that's in your face. It's told truly, in my opinion, which I think, you know, people out there in society, they're tired of stuff being thrown in your face. They don't want to be thought of as stupid audience. They want to be thought of as a intelligent audience. And I think this movie does that. And then I just finished up a movie with Cuba Gooding and Cole Hauser called Hit List, Sony Pictures release. We're excited about it. Shot up in Spokane, Washington. It's a beautiful area. I got another movie coming out called Legend of Hell's Gate, which is an 1880 Western, which I'm really excited about because as a kid, I've always wanted to do Westerns, and I love Westerns. And I get to pictate a true person. I get to play Champagne Charlie Austin, which this whole story is based on true events and true eyewitness stories of these gentlemen, and
I'm really sorry to interrupt you, but we're just on the verge of running out of time, and I want to be sure I have time to remind everybody that Friday Night Lights returns for its fourth season premiere tomorrow, right. Friday, May 7th at 8 p.m. on NBC, and don't miss Drew in the premiere of his new sci-fi movie, Mongolian Deathworm, on Saturday, May 8th. You can also learn more about Drew at his website, DrewWaters.com. And Drew, I'm sorry to cut you short, but thank you so much for coming back and being with us on Mr. Media today.
Thanks for having me. It's a great time. My family just got back home, so the house is going to go wild.
All right. You take care. Thanks for being with us.
Take care, guys. Thanks for having me back on.
All right. And folks, thanks for listening. We'll see you again real soon. Bye-bye.